It's 9:49. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. This is the Sundance Reel, one of my favorite bands of the 1980s, the Go-Go's, featured in a new documentary made about this all-girls band, girls who played their own instruments, who wrote their own songs, and as we are reminded a few times in the film, still have not made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Go-Go's are the star of Allison Elwood's new documentary, one of the films featured in this year's Sundance Documentary Premieres category. Allison Elwood joins us now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So for those who may have seen your last film at Sundance, The History of the Eagles.
And thank you for that, by the way.
Yes. Or is it just The History of Eagles?
History of the Eagles, believe it or not.
So one about the all-boys band, and now we've got the Go-Go's, the all-girls band. Which one was more fun to make?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Oh, yeah. But very different.
Oh, very different. I mean, you know, as a woman, obviously, I've got a bond with those girls that's very special, so that it holds a real place in my heart. They were both fun, very, very different. But the fun thing for me about the Go-Go's was how much I learned about their early days, because I wasn't a big punk fan back in the day. And to learn about that and to now hear the punk in their songs, even their pop songs, you can really hear it, especially in the lyrics, which there's a lot of darkness to at times and a lot of humor. So it's, I always say it's subterfuge.
Yeah. The Go-Go's, the most successful female rock band of all time. And you know, when I was thinking about it, it was like, okay, there's the Dixie Chicks. And I honestly couldn't think of any others. I mean, is that unique? Oh, the Bangles. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
there's not that many.
Really. Yeah, so it was kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why, I mean, certainly they're unique in that sense, but why was it something that you were attracted to?
Well, they came to me. They saw The History of the Eagles, and they liked that film and said, this is someone who can tell a story without sugarcoating and be honest. And I think they were a little bit gun-shy from the behind-the-scenes, the VH1 thing that was pretty salacious. And when they approached me, I was like, yeah, because I was a huge fan. I loved the music. And then digging back into it and doing some research and learning about their roots, that was really so much fun for me.
So when you said they came to you, when you did your kind of initial interviews, did you have them together as a group? Or did you all do individual interviews and then at one point they were all together?
Initially, we all met on the phone together. Mm-hmm. That was our first discussion. And then probably several months later, 3 or 4 months later, we all met in New York and went out to dinner. And I think the thing that was the clincher was that we all bonded on how much we love animals. And I run a horse rescue farm in Massachusetts. And I think because they all love animals and rescue animals. And Belinda has a horse rescue in Calcutta. And they all rescue dogs. And that was sort of a bonding thing. And I think that sealed the deal.
So was the Broadway show already in progress?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just opening.
Okay.
Well, so the fact that they came to you, I mean, they were then ready to tell their story. I didn't feel that way, though, from all of the characters. And certainly, I think, from Gina, the drummer, and Kathy, the bass player. They were so authentic in this. Belinda seemed to hide behind her corporate CEO suit. And I did you feel that way?
No, Belinda's just painfully shy. Mm. She truly is. She's just a shy person.
That's remarkable, isn't it?
No, you think she's just so, you know, gregarious and outrageous because that's her stage persona. But that's true of many actors that you'll meet, too, that there's inside of, you know, behind the scenes, a very shy person. So, I mean, everybody I thought was very forthcoming with me. I didn't feel like anyone was hiding. And we pushed in interviews a little bit. You know, like, okay, tell it really how it happened. And they all went there willingly, and that was the deal going in, and they all kept their promise, and I kept my promise.
And how about the manager, Gina? Because
Ginger,
was she has she reconciled? Is she in a relationship with the girls? Because she really gave it her all in the beginning, and it would be a hard call when you're a rising star, whether to stick with the good and true or put yourself up there to the next level. But she really gave it her heart.
Yeah, she did, and they are in touch. Some of them,
good.
I don't know if all of them are, but they are. They do still have a relationship with her, and there's been a lot of healing that's mm-hmm. happened within the band, and then with Ginger for sure. You know, I mean, she certainly poured her heart and soul into something, and it's, you know, as Miles Copeland says in the film, it's like, you know, you get to a certain point, you're the you know, you're king and then you're the janitor, you know, and they were being told by all these different people, you can go further, you can go further. And, you know, they did what they thought was best. Mm-hmm. And
I particularly love the part about the big white fluffy towels that they used for the photo shoot and then returned to the store because they couldn't afford to buy the towels at that point.
Someone somewhere out there has the
Go-Go's towels.
Yeah. So, I mean, was there any speculation on that? Had Ginger continued to manage them, that things would have been differently? Because it seemed like that was almost...
Well, one of them did mention that.
That's kind of the split then of you know, the demise, kind of the beginning of the end, I guess.
Jane, I think, mentioned it.
Jane said, you know, if only we had stuck with Ginger. But, you know, it's so hard to speculate looking back on that. I mean, the truth is, I think it had become a runaway train at that point, and no one was in control. And they were young, and there was a lot of drugs involved, obviously, which was true of everybody at that time. And, you know, I think they thought they were doing what was best for them. And in retrospect, sure, they might have done better if they'd stuck with Ginger, but they also, you know, were overwhelmed.
Yeah. And then Charlotte, I mean, really just one of the main songwriters and an accomplished musician in and of herself. There were certainly some references, though, about she was going to die. And I guess other than that, I mean, we didn't really able to see that. I guess, of course, where would you get footage for something like that? But how serious was it?
Oh, I think it was very serious. And then the shocking thing is that you don't see it. Mm-hmm. And how did she pull that off?
Yeah. And I guess that's because when then you see her on stage and it's like, well, she looks okay.
But she would tell stories. I mean, we don't have it in the film, but she told stories that, you know, we eventually didn't make it into the film. But, you know, she would get up there and not know how to play. And she'd just sort of make it up or pretend that what she would do is pretend that her amp was broken because she just couldn't keep it together. But, you know, catching that on film. We have one moment in the MTV studio where she looks a little bit out of it, but it is amazing. Like, how did she pull that off?
And you feel really lucky for her, fortunate that we didn't lose her.
Of course. No, she's a gift.
Yes. Are they all here for the premiere?
Oh, they fun. Are. Yeah. They all arrived yesterday.
And I mean, are they going to perform anywhere? I mean, probably.
I don't think so.
There was some
talk of that. It's a lot to coordinate. So I don't think
you never know, though. It's Sundance.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. And I just have to, what I also loved about it, though, was just bringing back the 80s.
The music.
Well, no,
fashion, the hair.
Yeah, just that. And it was like, I saw a couple of things and I'm like, oh God, I did that. You know, like the cutoff of the t-shirts and the sweatshirts, and just thought that looked really pretty cool. But, you know, thanks to the Go-Go's for kind of showing us how fashion.
Well, nobody can top Belinda's trash bag.
Yeah. Let's see. The archival footage, I mean, it was all shot on, like, VHS. I mean, some of it sounds a little...
Yeah, it's a pretty rough-looking archive from that era, sure. Which is unfortunate because I worked on a film that's from the era right before, which is all film, which is, of course, beautiful. And so you get, you know, into the 80s, and it's all video, and it's rough. But we just decided to go with that aesthetic, and our graphics kind of tie into that. And, you know, it's a look. It feels very authentic to the time.
So I'm hoping that perhaps appearing in this documentary will be the stepping stone that will finally get them into the Rock and Roll Hall
of
Fame.
Let's hope so. It's been
I think that's a great mission. It has been too long.
Yeah. Again, you've got a screening tonight at the library.
9:00. Yeah.
9:00. And then Sunday morning at the Temple. And then next Friday at the Ray.
Right. And then Salt Lake on the Saturday, I believe.
Okay. And then this is headed to...
Well, we're hoping to do, we're going to do a theatrical run. Exactly when we do that, we don't know. And then Showtime has the North American rights. And that'll probably premiere sometime in the fall. But depends on how long the theatrical goes.
Okay. You moving from music to something else for your next project?
Probably still more music.
Yay!
But we'll see.
I vote music.
Can you tell us?
I can't. I can tell you I have another one on the Laurel Canyon music scene from 65 to 75.
That would be great.
That will be on Epics in the spring. Two-part series. So.
Oh, wonderful. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Hey, Allison, thanks for spending some time with
us. Thank you so much.
Again, that's the director of the documentary premiere, The Go-Go's, Allison Elwood. You're listening to the Sundance Reel here on KPCW Radio.